that's nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, as usual, there is a lot to talk about here tonight. We're going to start things out. Should we mention what happened in the financial world today?
I don't know what happened.
Not unless you're sponsored by Gillette Razor Blades and people are suicidal. But, yeah, it's unbelievable, all the things that are going on. And what was it, another $900 billion that the Fed is going to inject through the Treasury?
Is it $900?
Yeah, and I'm losing track. There's so many trillions.
A billion here, a billion there.
Exactly. You know, we are a star stuff, and we are made of trillions. Yeah, it's amazing. All that stuff that's been going on, and the testimony on Congress as they're trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes and say that it was the fault of the people in the banks rather than policies from the government that inspired all this ridiculous malinvestment and the bundling of bad mortgages based on low interest rates that the Fed inspired. No, the government didn't have anything to do with it. It was all the banks' fault.
The poor banks can't defend themselves properly because they, they wouldn't even imagine, but they can't attack the Federal Reserve because they're part of the whole system. So they're kind of stuck with the whole the Rush Limbaugh line that, you guys said that we were supposed to give loans to people that had bad credit and stuff.
Yeah, and of course, then there's the Treasury Secretary appointing one of his Goldman Sachs buddies to become the head of the new TARP regulation bureau that he's creating. So that's nothing like a little, palsy-wowsy going on with all those guys. It's amazing. I mean, if Adam Smith were around today, Adam Smith wasn't exactly right on his idea of what provided value. I think Murray Rothbard in his criticism of Adam Smith did a great job in saying, consumers are the ones that determine the value of something. Adam Smith had a labor value basis of things. But Adam Smith was so right about mercantilism and government getting involved with business.
I agree with you, but, it's a little too simple for the average person to say, look, it's worth what someone will pay for it. And that hurts people a little bit. They want a formula. They want to believe that something is worth the amount that of raw materials you put into it plus the mix of labor and minus the depreciation of blah blah blah. They want to see something like that. However, it's just not true.
No.
Something is worth what someone will pay for it.
As the world crashes down around us financially and all these other stories about the assaults on our personal liberty come and attack us, all I have to say is it's good to be here with you guys, protected in the fine studios of Free Talk Live.
Well, I don't know how protected you are, but it is good to be here.
The place is bugged and the SWAT team is going to kick the door in any second.
So, speaking of paying for things and, market price, what is it that this bailout actually costs the people that it's benefiting? I had cynically suggested earlier when we first started talking about this, that essentially what was going to happen was they had knocked it out. They voted no the first time last week on Monday. Mm. And then I suggested, well, what's going to happen is they're going to scratch each other's backs and they're going to go and offer privately. They're going to say, hey, look, we know that your constituents are not going to like this. We know that. But we're going to give you a bunch of money. And if you go ahead and vote for us, we'll go ahead and we'll take care of you, okay? So even if they vote you out in November, you're going to be taken care of. That was kind of my cynical suggestion, some of the behind-the-scenes goings on. And the good people over at the Advocates for Self-Government seem to be backing me up on this.
Right.
They say in their recent issue of The Liberator Online, U.S. House members who voted yes on the Wall Street bailout received 54%, this was on the September 29th vote, they received 54% more money in campaign donations from banks and securities than the members who voted no, according to MapLight.org, a nonpartisan organization whose mission it is to illuminate the connection between money and politics. Over the past 5 years, banks and securities firms gave an average of $231,877 in campaign contributions to each representative voting in favor of the bailout, compared with an average of $150,982 to each representative voting against the bailout. That's 54% more money given to those who voted yes. So these people know exactly where their bread is buttered. Democrats who voted yes received an average of over $212,000 each, about twice as much as those voting no, who received over $107,000, while Republicans who voted yes received an average of $273,000 each, 50% more than those Republicans voting no at $181,000. So anyway you slice it, those people who were voting yes, whether they be Democrats or Republicans, got significantly more from bankers and security firms and all of that during their campaigns.
It's so funny because you say it's cynical, but in a way, it's really just out of observing molds of behavior.
Right.
Exactly. It's reality. And leave it to Sharon Harris and all the guys over at Advocates for Self-Government. They're a great organization.
It is a great organization. Yeah. You can go to theadvocates.org to see what else they do. One of their primary purposes is to help liberty-minded people explain liberty more effectively, to communicate better. And I think that's a very noble goal. I've always been a huge fan of the Advocates.
Now, Ian, can I just play, you know, a Hawaiian volcano for a minute and vent just
okay,
for a second?
Sure.
You know, our supposedly conservative Senator Judd Gregg heavily involved in this thing.
And Sununu as well?
Yeah, well, yeah. Sununu was he voted for it, but Judd Gregg was part of the negotiating team between Max Baucus and Harry Reid and all these other pinheads. So one of the things that really got me, and I laid down a podcast on this a few days ago because I was
people
just
can download that over at libertyconspiracy.com.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And we're working on getting more exposure on iTunes and stuff, and Podomatic has us right now. Number two at Podomatic.
Excellent.
I was very pleased. That's in the political field. But yeah, and a lot of thanks to you guys, too, everybody.
Go ahead with your point. I didn't mean to derail you there.
No problem. I'm watching Judd Gregg, Fox News, midday. Judd Gregg comes out after the failure in the House, and he's all tired. His throat is... he's dying. He says, if we don't do something, these are people's savings that are being put at jeopardy. These are their retirements. And I said, has anybody, and I wrote about it at Liberty Conspiracy, I said, has anybody made this guy aware of what happens to people's savings and retirements
when you print
flood
money?
Liquidity into a system and you make their dollars worthless? Unbelievable. And how about what Jim Babka at Downsize DC noted? The expenditures can only originate in the House based on the Constitution in Article 1.
Mm-hmm.
All spending provisions have to be started in the House. Now, this is a spending provision that is clearly not constitutional anyway, but it was defeated in the House. Then the Senate takes it, and Judd Gregg and some other people, basically I'm paraphrasing, said, well, we have creative ways to get around the Constitution.
Of course.
They attach it to a resolution as a rider to a resolution, add another 300 pages to it, add another $150 billion, and new regulations to force health insurance companies to have to cover people with mental problems.
Wow.
Which is, you know, those definitions are very, very amorphous, not like real physical injuries.
They threw all kinds of crap in there. It doesn't really have anything to do with bailing out banks.
And how is that regulatory schema even constitutional? Not once. When these guys finally came out, and Harry Reid was announcing it late night, what was it, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I can't even remember, and they come out with this announcement that they've come out with this great, great agreement. They're patting themselves on the back as this mass of self-congratulations, and they say, this is the Senate at its best.
Hey.
I just thought to myself, you've got to be kidding me. And then Judd Gregg said, he had said beforehand, he said, if we don't pass this, wait till you see. What happened last Monday will look like nothing. Well, obviously, the stockholders and the investors out there know a little bit more about what they want to do with their money than Judd Gregg, because the stock market has been dropping ever since they started to talk about this stuff. It's in complete free fall. And these guys, it's just the audacity of these people to get out there and say, we are going to buy up bad mortgages and bonds based on the mortgages, and we're going to use your tax money to do it, rather than letting these house prices drop. They've got to let the house prices drop. They're artificially inflated.
The correction has to happen, will eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, so I was just really frustrated, and this thing passes, and you sit there and you say to yourself, look at all these things that they threw into this bill to get one or two votes here, to get one or two votes there, and you bring up Advocates right at the top of the show. Awesome.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Remember, those contributions we were talking about were to their last campaign, but you can better believe they were promised that, hey, coming up in November, we're going to give you a little something-something. We'll treat you nice. More on the way. You can take and just vote for the bailout, and everything will be fine. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all of it on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. See what I mean by going to freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative from PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. You know, we had Michael Hampton on the line, and I didn't spot his call until too late. He was going to tell us about Lauren Canario, give us an update. Hopefully he'll call back a little bit later. But for our listeners who were concerned about Lauren, Lauren is a super activist. She's a civil disobedient, a non-cooperative, and a personal hero of mine. She's been in federal prison for the last 15 days on a failure to appear charge based on an original protesting. They arrested her for protesting in an IRS office, I might add, silently protesting in an IRS office. And Lauren is out today. She was released today, earlier, I guess, in the afternoon. So for those that were concerned about Lauren's well-being, as I was, she is now a semi-free person again instead of totally, completely imprisoned.
I'm sure Jim's very happy to have her out.
Bet he is. Let's continue, though, with the stories here that are of interest to us. We will... And then hopefully maybe we'll even hear from Lauren herself later tonight if we're lucky. But this story also from the Advocates for Self-Government's Liberator Online. This was actually the original story that I picked out, wanted to bring to you, because we haven't talked about the Economic Freedom of the World Index in quite a while on this program. I think we've referenced it in conversation over the last year, but we haven't actually talked about the program. And according to the latest... The 2008 Economic Freedom of the World Annual Report, a highly regarded study of economic freedom around the world prepared by a team of scholars coordinated by the Libertarian Cato Institute in conjunction with the Fraser Institute of Canada.
Ah, the Fraser Institute.
Guess what? Economic freedom, though on the rise around the world, has significantly declined in the United States over the past several years. In the 2000 report, the United States was ranked as the second freest economy. This year, however, the U.S. has fallen to eighth place, behind Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Chile, and Canada. That's right, the U.S. is now ranking behind Canada in overall economic freedom, even allowing for Canada's socialized medical system.
Well, sure. When you compare socialized medicine with these gigantic wars we're fighting overseas, wars cost a lot more money.
According to the Cato Institute, President
Bush... When you buy an EKG machine, you can use it over and over again. When you buy a Patriot missile, it goes boom.
Bush's tenure has had a clear negative effect on economic freedom ratings. The economic freedom of the world ranks 141 countries on a range of factors in five broad areas. Number one, size of government. Two, legal structure and security of property rights. Three, access to sound money. Four, freedom to trade internationally. And five, regulation of credit, labor, and business. Now, more significant than the U.S. drop in the rankings is its fall in the amount of economic freedom measured. On a scale of 0 to 10, the U.S. fell from 8.55 in 2000 to 8.04, according to the report. Only five countries have experienced a greater decline over the same time period, and those countries are Zimbabwe, Argentina, Niger, Venezuela, and Guyana. So that's where the U.S. is hanging out. The U.S. is hanging with those countries.
Banana republics.
The rule of law, government spending, and regulation are the areas where the United States saw the most troubling declines in its ratings this decade, observes one of the scholars. These ratings are for the year 2006, the most recent year for which comprehensive data are available. So the report was printed in 2008, but the data is from 2006. As it has in recent years, the report found strong positive relationship between economic freedom and poverty reduction. Numerous studies have shown that countries with more economic freedom grow more rapidly and achieve higher per capita income levels than those that are less free.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the top-down concept that Barack Obama, Joe Biden, John McCain, and all the others have been promoting, that doesn't seem to promote economic well-being? I don't get it. I was taught in school that we have to look at icons. What?
Our great leaders, which, by the way, I saw this video today, which is pretty disturbing, and I'll show it to you guys during one of the breaks, but of the Obama youth. Now, they're not calling them that, but that's essentially what they are.
Sure, that'd be a really bad name.
Yeah. Right? We mentioned they had the one video last week of the kids singing, the kids in Obama T-shirts singing about Obama.
Disturbing.
Now it's teenage boys that are, like, doing a march. They're doing, like, a militarized kind of march to Obama and chanting. It's very disturbing. Very disturbing. Cult of personality? Yeah.
That's all it is.
So while there, according to the report here, where there are free markets, there is abundance. Nations in the top quarter of economic freedom have an average per capita GDP of $31,480 compared to $3,882 for those nations in the bottom quartile in constant 2005 international dollars. So the most free countries have 10 times the wealth, essentially.
Well, they should redistribute that. What's going on? Don't they understand what social justice entails? What the heck is this?
Who are these Cato Frazier wacko money people? They're obviously being funded by money or something.
Yeah. Well, of course, the big problem with the idea of redistributing those things is even when somebody does send food or something like that over to one of these impoverished countries, yeah, it always gets snatched up by the men that are in charge over there.
Right. And then sold to the, you know, ransomed out.
Parceled out. Yeah.
Right. You got to say, you know, every time I think about that, you know, there's a guy named Netanyahu, I think, he's written some books about things like that. And Perpetuating Poverty is another book that's been written on it. And I always think of that Saturday Night Live skit with Phil Hartman as President Clinton in the McDonald's going in, and he's eating everybody's food off their trays and stuff. He's gone jogging for like a quarter mile. They're like, sir, we've only gone.
It's too far.
Just going to take a little break here. You got to get some sustenance. Oh, we've only been out for 2 minutes. That's okay. Just don't tell the wife. And he goes inside. He's like, now just imagine that this cheeseburger and this quarter pounder are aid to South Africa, to Africans. You know, we send it over to you, but, oh, it gets intercepted by warlords.
And he puts it in his mouth.
Oh, so funny. These fries are, you know, rice bags to help feed people.
So good. So good.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. The latest numbers showing that the United States continues to drop on the list of the world's most economically free places. That's not good news. So nobody.
It's not what I thought I was going to see. You know, in my youth, when I was in civics class, you know, you're told just how great this country is and all that. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Yeah.
But if you had some foresighted teacher who told you, like we've said on this show so many times, no republic's made it 250 years. Our time's limited. As a matter of fact, I predicted along comes a president who's going to get rid of posse comitatus, habeas corpus. And you know what? He's going to increase spending more than any other president in history, and he's going to be a Republican.
Well,
you're talking about George Bush.
That hasn't happened yet.
Actually,
what are you talking about?
It's all happened.
I was at the Republican Party website, and everything's good. Everything's good. What? You guys. And besides, even if they do that, it's to keep us safe.
There you go. It's all worthwhile if we just stay safe, right? 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, anybody that believes the government is actually keeping them safe from anything is living in a bizarre fantasy land, because it's just nonsense. More coming up. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial in to take control of the airwaves, toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those, including the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is going on this weekend at the Knob Creek Gun Range in Knob Creek, Kentucky. Of course, it's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. They'll have all kinds of things, including machine guns that you can rent and shoot, flamethrowers that you can rent, and I don't know if you shoot a flamethrower. It seems like shooting. Helicopter rides. There are 800 tables of vendors there that you can buy from. It's you can find out more at knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com.
As we go to Michael from homelandstupidity.us on the amp line. Hello, Michael.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Hey, Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I heard the bad news, and I hope we see you some Tuesday up here.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope to make it out, and people from outside
wait,
the
wait,
nature
what
don't
bad
know.
News?
About the show, obviously.
Wait a minute.
About
I thought it was all good news. Gardner's free. He's a free man now. He doesn't have to work for a program director or
we're
a general manager.
Hey, right on.
SACL CAI has gotten behind his show with a sponsorship, so now Gardner can produce his podcast any old time he wants to. He doesn't have to drive anywhere. I don't know if that's bad news at all.
It is amazing. I don't have to work with the regular producer I was working with, Michael. And Ian's absolutely right. I was just going to switch in the transition moving over. It was bad news to hear that I lost the Daily Show, and it was funny because it was right after a day when I got together and hung out with so many of you guys over at Murphy's. People outside New Hampshire, they might know that Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester is very popular with Free Staters. So I had a great time hanging out. Next day I go in, do my show. I finish the show. Ian and I do a live segment together about McCain's statist fascist nonsense, and they shut down the show. The head rolls. So, Michael, thanks, man. And I just mentioned, having the opportunity to come here with these guys is great on Free Talk Live, and I will continue. We've been expanding LibertyConspiracy.com. We have some updates to do to the website, more presence on iTunes, and already, just because of everybody from Free Talk Live and people like you, Michael, and the Free State Project and other people that already listen to my show online, we're the number two political podcast at Podomatic right now, and it's growing. So if we can get people to contribute, I would really appreciate it. And, Michael, thank you so much for your thoughts. It's just great, brother.
Very nice, and you're very welcome. I really enjoyed your show. It was one of the things that kept me going while I was out hiking the trail this summer. So I definitely hope you keep it up.
Yeah, I won't make it about my program. I'll just close on the subject of my old radio show and move into the Liberty Conspiracy by saying, if you only knew some of the frustrations I encountered working with a guy, that guy Bulldog. All I'm going to say is, it's a lot more fun being on my own or working with somebody else. That's all I'm going to say, brother.
So, Michael, what was on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, you know, I actually tried to call in earlier about Lauren Canario, but I guess you got the news. But then I heard you talking about this whole bailout thing, and you know, I at this point I am just on this whole bailout. I'm just at the point where I want to just rant and rave.
Okay, that's what Free Talk Live is all about. Go ahead.
these morons, the bill fails the first time, so they load it up with a bunch of extra pork, and it passes. Only in Congress. And, you know, the great thing about this, though, there's actually a silver lining to this cloud, and that is that it's actually gotten some of these political types to question what they're doing.
Yeah, you're right about that. I saw some of those threads. There's some threads over at, or there's at least one thread over at nhfree.com in the forum there, and I think there's another one over at the nhliberty.org forum where people are saying, you know, maybe this politics route isn't so effective.
I read a message from Varen Swearingen, who was the former president of the Free State Project, and the thing that stuck with me about the message is he said something to the effect of maybe Lauren Canario and this whole civil disobedience crowd are right.
Hey, I'm going to have to talk to Baron because I'm looking for some people here in Keene that are going to be willing to not pay property taxes or at least a portion of them in protest. And he's one of the few Free Stater property owners around here. So I'll have to see if he's ready for that.
I've been to Baron's house. I'd do anything that I possibly could to protect that home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I were a homeowner and I lived in Keene, I'd join you.
I appreciate that, man. And it really absolutely is crazy, and I hope that a lot of the people that are engaging in politics, if they open their minds and, I don't think anybody's suggesting they stop doing politics, but just take a close look at non-cooperation as a viable, serious option. I really think that if we had more people non-cooperating with the state, its legitimacy would crumble so quickly, they wouldn't know what to do.
Think of it as another tool in the toolbox.
Yeah.
If you will, since Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke have been overusing their toolboxes.
Very good, Michael. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
That'll cover it for now.
Good having you as always. Keep up the good work over there at homelandstupidity.us, and thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, that is kind of an interesting result of all of this. I mean, the worse things get on the political stage, the more these politicians that claim to be representatives continue to ignore the people they are supposedly representing, the more burnt out people are going to get on the whole political process. I mean, this is their game, right? It's you can do your best within the political realm to try to change things, but ultimately you are playing by their rules. Wasn't there also something else I think that recently happened where the Attorney General of New Hampshire actually rejected some sort of lawsuit over the spending caps? I'm not too familiar with what all was going on there.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about that because one of the things that they did do in the state of New Hampshire is they have a constitutional constitutional provision that they have to have a balanced budget. So that's one thing. Now, the spending caps in various cities like Manchester, Franklin, those areas, I think you're right. I don't know whether, if it was the attorney general or it might have been lower court justices. I'm not sure. But in both cases, you have the state legislature pulling things out of thin air to basically go over their budget on the state. And then the towns, these cities like Concord, Manchester, they're supposed to have these ballot initiatives that go on the ballots, and they delay these things. Do you have the information, Ian?
Yes, I do. Yes. This, according to NHFree.com, their forums there, one of the former politically involved people, Friday, who was, I guess, the vice president of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire for a short time, or maybe even the president, she's withdrawn from that role, as I understand it, and completely entered the realm of non-cooperative market-based activism. But she says that the New Hampshire Attorney General ruled against the New Hampshire Advantage Coalition, who are apparently friends and neighbors who worked so hard to collect petition signatures to limit taxes in several New Hampshire towns. They've now gotten shafted. She says these events plus plus the $700 billion bailout has been proving too much for some. And then she quotes Varen Swearingen, who was the former president of the Free State Project. He says, "Let's review. In one bill, the U.S. Senate authorized the federal government to spend $2,333 of every breathing American's money without their permission. That's theft, and the dollar amount is not trivial. It's over $9,300 in increased debt for my household, over $3 billion for the state of New Hampshire. Fact, John Sununu voted for that bill." Now, Sununu is one of the senators in New Hampshire who claims to be the most libertarian senator, which
I don't know if he's claiming that, but he has been ranked that way by the
I'm getting a little ticked off with people making these assertions about people not understanding what the philosophy really represents.
So Varen says, "Now who's lying when they pretend to be fiscally conservative? Folks, frankly, I'm growing tired of government. I'm tired of Republicans lying about being fiscally conservative. I'm tired of Democrats telling the truth about being kleptomaniac socialists. I'm tired of dreaming that I can defend myself at the ballot box by voting and or being on the ballot." And he's putting, you know, he's still out there in the political realm. He is actually running as a candidate up here in New Hampshire. So he's definitely gone and done the dirty work in the realm of politics. So anybody that accuses Varen of quitting early or something like that, how many times have they run for office? 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'll share a few more thoughts from the former president of the Free State Project here in a few moments. We'll also take your calls about what you want on the SACL CAI toll-free line. Anything goes on this program, 1-800-259-9231. That is why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free, and if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then we would ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is you're buying, in over 41 categories in which you can shop. They also have used items, so if you need to save a few bucks, you can buy used, and we'll still get a percentage as long as you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. But if you're looking for knobs and pulls, you need to go to internobs.com, because if you're remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, you need to know that internobs.com is going to sell you knobs and pulls at wholesale prices, and at the same time, you can feel good because you're supporting a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com. That's friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls, all at internobs.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Jared is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jared.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to really quickly share something that came out of a conversation I had last night when I was down in Boston with a couple of my friends seeing a show.
Okay.
It was kind of like me, and then there was this kind of like percentage type guy, and then there's like this kind of Ronald Reagan type guy. And we're all talking about, I guess we're talking about cops and getting pulled over for stupid things and just getting hassled.
Mm-hmm.
And the Reagan type guy says, well, it's not all that bad. I mean, it's not like people are getting thrown into prison yet.
Wait. What people?
Well,
I know people have been thrown in prison.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're referring to people who aren't really doing anything wrong, to which I replied, well, I know two people who are in prison right now.
Yeah, he must have forgotten about the 800,000+ marijuana smokers alone that were arrested in 2007.
Yeah, it's like if you write it down, if the legislatures write it down and it's done long enough, it's just okay that they're putting, you know, the marijuana smokers or, you know.
And they don't count.
Peaceful protesters
against George Bush in Texas,
right,
as James Bovard has pointed out. Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just thought, you know, it sort of brought to mind the idea that I think it just goes to show that civil disobedience works in bringing awareness.
Absolutely.
Because he had no idea that there were two people sitting in jail in New Hampshire right now for just peacefully protesting inside an IRS office.
Well, obviously it didn't bring the story didn't get out far enough to bring him awareness, because he's down in Boston. Those stories certainly didn't break anywhere outside of Free Talk Live and the New Hampshire Free Press for the most part.
Unfortunately.
But yes, as a general principle, I think you're absolutely right. For instance, I mean, let's just look at the marijuana issue with over 800,000 people being arrested, and I think it actually just clipped a new record last year over 2006, so every single year those numbers go up.
Oh, contact Guinness. That's exciting.
But over 800,000 people being arrested for marijuana, most of them for marijuana possession. When you take a look at that, none of it's noteworthy because very few of those 800,000 people actually even challenge the arrest, actually even take it to trial. The vast majority of them just plea right out, and they just go on and they try to brush it under the rug and move on with their lives. But if 1% or 5% of them actually ended up taking their cases to trial, it would do a whole lot to clog the court system, may even generate some press coverage, especially if they were doing civil disobedience, because that's not even disobedience. That's just using the system. If you're being disobedient, if you're non-cooperating, then things get even more interesting and more newsworthy.
And you know, Ian and Jared, it's great to hear your voice again, brother. I got to say, you know, talking about getting the word out and people doing civil disobedience, it'd be interesting to sort of study how the word is getting out now through the internet. And slowly but surely, more people are discovering it. And you know, this man, as Ian points out, was ignorant of what was going on. But you informed him, and you get your information from some of your friends and in the internet. So there's definitely a growing network that I'm sure they would like to squelch somehow through the federal government. But I don't think they're going to be able to do it.
It's too decentralized. They can't.
Yeah. And it would be very interesting to see, Ian, if people started to say, you know, bring these things to trial, what the government would do and how society would react to it. I was having a conversation with Jason Osborne of SACL through an email conversation, and we were talking about how many people assume that society just thinks that there are certain things that are acceptable. The state sometimes leads people into thinking that imprisoning people is okay. And I don't know how long...
peaceful people.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And Jared, I don't know what you think, how long it takes to be able to get that leverage to reach that point where people, the majority of people start to recognize it and they say, you know what, we want to change it. I don't know where that tilting point comes.
I don't think people have any idea, largely. I mean, through Lauren and Kat's civil disobedience, I've had a couple people interested. I mean, one person, I just posted a bulletin on my MySpace page, and she actually read it, and she was just shocked that that could happen to anyone. And so it's kind of gotten her interested. So I think,
great,
you know, especially the internet is a good way to just kind of spread it through that and then through word of mouth on top of that.
Well, you know, I wasn't really thinking this way before, but as I see the political world now and what's going on with the bailouts and things like that, I think it's going to get worse, a lot worse, before it gets any better. And also, I think we're going to be seeing, I don't know how you feel, Jared and Ian and Mark, but I think that we're going to be seeing some real conflicts coming up between freedom lovers and statists.
Jared, any other thoughts?
That's it, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. I would prefer to not have conflict. It's not my interest. I don't want to conflict with the state.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, they can go do their thing. I just don't want them to mess with me and my associates and my friends. If they leave us alone, then they can keep their legitimacy for a while. But if they go ahead and they decide they want conflict with us and they bring that to us, then it's going to backfire on them in that the more people they put in jail for peaceful, consensual activities, the more we bring attention to things like that, the more people are going to see that and they're going to say, wow, there are actually people doing something there in New Hampshire. I want to get there. That's why I came here sooner rather than later. It's why Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com came here sooner rather than later. It's because of Lauren Canario and it's because of Russell Canning, two of the most notable non-cooperative activists. The political activity, there is some stuff going on here. I mean, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance deserves big credit for doing some really innovative things in the realm of political action.
Matt Simon, New Hampshire Common Sense.
That's another great organization. So both of those organizations, and there are others that are doing some great stuff. But that wasn't enough to really jazz me up. And people that are interested in real tangible action, that where you're not actually using the system to fight the system, where you're actually using the marketplace, whether it be creating your own media or doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience, that's exciting to me. What was exciting about moving to Keene was that Russell Canning was here at the time. Lauren Canario was in the area. There was also the New Hampshire Free Press. I said, wow, there's some real activity here. There's both there's outreach and there's non-cooperation. And I thought, that's someplace I've got to be. Now that I'm here, we've got Free Talk Live here. Free Minds TV spawned shortly after Free Talk Live came here. Free Minds TV is now a radio show. They are now on radio stations. We've got YouTube. We've got blogs. I firmly believe that the Keene area is the most heavily concentrated liberty media capital in the entire world, and I think it's a great trend. Sam's coming here later this year from the Obscure Truth Network. He's going to be doing thing out here.
And all those kids getting trained from the IHS will have a pool to draw on from there. You know.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot. The media is where it has to be.
It's so much more exciting to me than, oh, we're going to go to Concord and talk about a piece of legislation. I mean, that doesn't really, it's not sexy, it doesn't sell, it's not interesting, at least not to me. And I understand there are people out there that are interested in that.
I don't think as many are interested in it as to feel that they have to be involved because,
I see that, yeah.
They're taking away our freedoms one bit at a time. Well, and I think that there's room for both civil disobedience and politics.
But what we're seeing
game.
Here is that the people that are involved in politics, as I once was, I spent years of my life doing this stuff. The people that are involved in politics are now looking at the non-cooperative side, and I mean, I know they've been watching the entire time, but now they're seeing, wow, that these non-cooperatives are getting results, are getting return on very, very little investment, while we're still over here just trying to stave off the rise of the state.
And you know what I think we need to do, and I'm going to put the call out to people, and you can contact me at libertyconspiracy@yahoo.com. That's probably the easiest way to do it now is, I want to see the entertainment field expanding with more South Park type things, more V for Vendetta type things,
ooh, yeah,
more Watchmen type things. You know, Mark mentioned the IHS. I went to an IHS seminar at the Institute for Humane Studies a number of years ago, and it was a week-long revelation for me. It was just wonderful. The scholarship, the erudition of these people, whether they were objectivists, anarchists, small government libertarians, whatever they were, Austrians or Chicago School, whatever. It was a beautiful week, and I ended up later getting a fellowship from them to go work at a television show. That's how I was able to go to the Outer Limits. They paid my salary, and I worked at the Outer Limits. Mm-hmm. It was a great breakthrough. There are more people who are moving into the entertainment sphere, but now it's going to be tricky trying to manage it. I think you need to get some sort of a platform to be able to continue to advocate for freedom in the entertainment field and let people know what the message is. You can't just let this stuff slide through people's minds. You got to tell them, we are out here to propagandize for freedom through stories.
Absolutely. We've got more on the way. Plus, we'll tell you more about the Institute for Humane Studies and how they're helping young, liberty-minded people get involved in the media. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family. With machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you